you join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the opening ceremony of the IPSA World Blind Games 2023. And I'm joined by Hussein Persain, DJ Hurricane, who's been playing tonight. Hello, Hussein.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How did you get into DJing?
I got in DJing at the age of 23, and I lost my sight and decided to become a DJ. And I don't read Braille, so I learned DJing by memory. So everything I play is by memory. I've been doing it for 30 years, would you believe? This is my 30th year in DJing. And when I lost my sight, it was something different to do, and I thought I could do it. And I've been voted the top three DJs in Herefordshire and the West Midlands 6 years running. And sight is no impairment for DJing. I had kidney failure, goes on to the 2012. I had a kidney transplant 8 years ago, and I'm very lucky to be alive. And music is always my passion. And my beautiful partner, Olivia, I was in a quit in 2020. Because I was decided that was enough, wasn't it? And I said, I'm gonna stop. So I came back after doing an event for charity, and I missed it. So I do probably 6 or 7 months, and then we travel a lot. So that's how I got into DJing, and, you know.
And how accessible is DJing for somebody who's blind or partially sighted? Do you use, you know, vinyl, or do you use CD or computers?
I use CDs. I don't use anything. DJing is, today, if you're sighted, you can get a lot of, you know, size. My mixer there weighs about heavy, so it's very heavy. I've had it for 17 years. I've got two of them. And today you can get a little cassette player, if you can imagine that, a little tiny device, which loads all your music. But there is a software out there now for people that have got sight loss called DJ Pro, which came out in 2016, and it's been voted one of the best softwares for accessibility. So people who are blind can use that software. They've got to get used to using it on an iMac, not necessarily on Windows, but iMac is accessible. I've not got into it yet, but I looked at it this year, and I think I've been doing it for 30 years. Shall I really have a look at this now? So I've been using my old stuff. So I don't know. I'll be looking at it because, you know, what I'm doing now with music, I've got to know where it is. But if I could use this connection with VoiceOver, I could hear and do my playlist and my music in my ears rather than guessing where is that track.
And what does it feel like being behind your DJ sort of a podium or whatever one might call it, and just playing music and seeing people, well, or experiencing people dancing around and seeing the crowd going?
It's amazing. So, you know, like this event has been very special. I was contacted by this organization to do it, and very privileged to do this event. I'm also doing next week the after party next Sunday, so they've asked me to do that as well. So very much looking forward to it, and it gives me a privilege. 70 countries, people with visual impairment and sight loss, it's a privilege, isn't it? I've worked in management leadership training. I've worked as a motivational speaker. I'm an author. This is one of my other things I do, DJing. So I'm very, very lucky to be alive, and I've had 8 years of an autistic donor who gave me the gift of life. I've faced challenges that I could see at one time, so I know what it's like to see, but I also know now at this time what it's not like to see.
And I suppose the great thing, not only about the IPSA World Blind Games, but about the events at the opening and closing ceremony and all the musicians who've been playing and you DJing tonight, actually showcases that being blind or partially sighted, that's not a barrier to life, is it?
No way. I mean, you think about it. I taught diversity training by memory. I taught diversity within the police service and also outside. I also did a management leadership training by memory. I worked for Unison. I was ahead of it. So I've done a lot of things with people with disabilities, set up a disability within the police service in West Mercia. So I've done many, many things. But there's no hindrance. It's your attitude. If you've got the right attitude and mindset, and you're not willing to give up, and you're willing to learn, and sometimes you make mistakes. When I started 23 years ago, I didn't have a clue what, you know, having the time of my life meant. When somebody's asked me, I knew nothing about music. So look at me, you know, 30 years later, and where I am today. So nothing's impossible.
Well, DJ Hurricane, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Look after yourselves. Thank you.